Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I requested Imam Sahib to give me 5 minutes, inshallah. This is the last Jummah of the year, and alhamdulillah, we are very grateful. I think the one foremost dua of people of my age who are with this community was that our young would get involved and take over. And alhamdulillah, this is happening. So I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us this day to see this happen. I'm not going to repeat any laundry list of the achievements of the executive or the board or this, but I'll just focus on two things today. As we look back at this year past, there were two occasions when our country globally looks isolated. The first one was the pulling out of the Paris Accord, and the second time on the voting or the decision about Jerusalem. Being a physician, I can share something very simple with you. It was early in 1950s that there was good research showing that smoking produces lung cancer. It took almost 40 years to put a warning label on a cigarette pack. All you see is a warning that this can be injurious to health. So this is the lag phase between science and actually the political will to do something about it. So it doesn't change anything, it just takes longer time. People, so in these 40 years, did the doctor stop diagnosing lung cancer? Did they stop treating lung cancer? No. It still hasn't happened, and we haven't even talked about obesity yet, but anyway, I'm just giving you the scenario. Same thing with the climate change. Did we stop buying LED lamps? Did we stop looking at hybrid cars? Do we not look at this beautiful state and say, what will be like if we don't have the inversion? How we can help? All these things are with us. So the same responsibility lies on us about world peace, how we can achieve it. And I'll give you a very simple explanation. There are over 200 countries. 201 or 203 registered with the United Nations, all have fixed borders except one country. That one country continues to grow. And it is not growing on barren, uninhabited land, it is growing at expense of somebody else's land. And those people are going to resist. How difficult is that to understand? And because people who resist, does that make them bad people? Does that make Muslims those who don't love peace? And this is, should be our narrative, how we speak to people around us, the community. And one of the reasons we have today the interfaith event, well, different religious leaders will come and sit with us, is to show there are 60 Muslim countries, except for Iran, which has a hostile posture right now. 59 are aligned with the West and the United States. Has anybody ever acknowledged this fact? Because we are always seen through the prism of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and we are put down. We are not appreciated. So this narrative has to change, and this has to change by we talking about it. You tell me, brother, which religion in the world says, choose for your brother what you choose for yourself? Does every religion not say that? Does every religion not say work for the world peace? Does every religion not say stand by the weak? So this is our responsibility today, that we're going forward, we are going to stand up and say, talk to the leaders, talk to the people around us, talk to our neighbors, co-workers, look, this is the situation. And you see us, how we live in this country, how we contribute to this country, we have a right of our voices to be heard as well. But pulling away from this, what is the tradition of Muslims? Looking at the Quran, the Hadith, and Sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that He will take care of the haram. But for Baitul Maqdis, He said, when the Muslims' amal are good, the Baitul Maqdis will be in their hand. So you and I have to be introspective. We have to look inside our hearts and say, what are our weaknesses today? How are we doing the rights, giving the rights of our families? Are we giving the rights of our neighbors? Are we being a good citizen of this country? Is our income halal? How are we living? What is the collective amal of the Muslims today? How we can improve? And I want all of us to leave this masjid with this thought, how we can do better as Muslims. That Allah will then fulfill His promise. Because all these countries change, all the empires come and go. But Allah's word is final. And His promise is haq. So I want us to make dua for all the Muslims today, whether they are in Burma, whether they're in Kashmir, whether they're in Palestine, they are in Libya, in Syria. We have a responsibility to speak up on their behalf. We have the responsibility to speak up against injustice. Just because, alhamdulillah, we are in a safe surrounding and we have food on the table and we have security, we want the best for our brother too. So please continue to make dua and continue to look at ourselves. Continue to tell people who come from Muslim countries, you come in the interaction with them, look, brother, this is how you can do better. Jazakallah.